That sweet, sweet moon on FM Fear's Reality Check and Psalm for the Elks Lodge Last Call. Well, a UN conference on tackling corruption gets underway in Vienna this week. Delegates from 160 countries are joining campaign groups and NGOs this week in Vienna for this meeting. It aims to check the progress of countries in implementing the 2003 UN Convention Against Corruption. The thing is, though, can such a convention really make any kind of inroads into this all-pervasive problem? Well, FMFEA's John Cummins put that question to three activists who are also attending this conference in Vienna. They are Vincent Lasatine, he's president of the Transparency Accountability Network in the Philippines. We also have Saad Filali Meknassi, coordinator of Morocco's Access to Information Project. And we have as well Lydia Medland. Lydia is research coordinator for Access Info Europe.
So the convention is basically a series of practices or standards with regards to anti-corruption. So there are certain provisions there in terms of laws that should be put in place, criminalization of some activities that are considered to be corruption, on how countries cooperate with one another in terms of sharing information when you're going after corruption or corrupt officials.
It's not just focusing on government corruption, it's focusing on also corruption in the private sector, is that right?
Yes, especially private companies, for example, dealing with governments. So it does try to look at the problem of corruption on a holistic basis.
One interesting thing when I looked at the convention is that part of it is access to public information. Why is that important?
That's the only, I would say, window that we give to citizens to evaluate what their politicians or parliamentarians are doing. And that's something that's not only in developing countries, but all over the world.
Okay, the convention provides then a kind of a framework, but how does it enforce these standards?
All governments now are reviewed by other governments and experts who come to the country and who are supposed to have contact with NGOs and people representative of citizens. But that's not always happening, and that's why we are here, to just force the system to look into that.
I suppose it's very important, because one criticism of the convention is that some governments might simply sign it, and that will deflect attention then away from what they're actually doing, that they'll just keep carrying on with these corrupt practices, right?
It's all very well having your government saying, yes, I promise to do this and I promise to do that. But until you actually have transparency, and often when we say transparency, we mean access to information, because I need to be able to see and have documentation about what exactly you're doing to implement those promises that you made, that you actually find you're able to have some accountability with governments.
What kind of surprised me is that some fairly large countries have yet to ratify this convention, including, for example, Germany. Why haven't they ratified it?
Some governments, whilst they will sign up to more voluntary measures, they shy away from these kind of more legalistic binding agreements on an international level, which is a real shame, because they're not doing this kind of cooperation that we would want. So, for example, Egypt's working a lot on asset recovery, and it needs the cooperation of those countries where its former dictators may have bought cars or may have bank accounts, which are often these Western European countries. And through forums like the UNCAC, you can find this cooperation between North and South. So it is a real shame that countries like Germany and Japan aren't more on board.
That's Lydia Medland, one of the activists attending this conference, this UN conference on tackling corruption. Lydia, joined there by Saad Filal Meknassi, coordinator of Morocco's Access to Information Project. And then we also had Vincent Lasatine, president of the Transparency Accountability Network in the Philippines, all speaking there with FM Fear's John Cummins.
FM Fear, Reality Check.